Hi there, Consuelo.
Yes.
Hi there, my name is Lupe. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards for the Roundup lawsuit, the herbicide spray. Did you already get some
Yeah.
help?
No, that was a long time ago, and I don't have any proof or anything like that. But I
Oh.
really, yeah, because I mean, this happened back in, I don't know when. I mean, my cancer's already, I'm already on remission for my
Oh, that's
cancer.
First of all, let me start off by saying that is really great to hear. You're in remission for how long?
I've been already like 10 years, 11 years.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's congratulations. That is a long
Yeah.
time. Congrats.
Yeah.
So that's when you were diagnosed then, like around like 12 years ago, around there?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. What were you diagnosed with?
Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Hodgkin's lymphoma or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay, so you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And then what year was that?
Oh, that's a long time. I don't know. I'm
That's
75 years old.
okay.
I don't remember.
That's okay. Would you say, I know it's around like the 2010s, because I know you said around like 12, 13 or 12 years ago. We're in
Right.
2025, so 2010 is 15 years ago. Would you say like 2012 is when you were diagnosed around there?
Probably.
Around there, 2012?
Yeah, I would think so.
You would think so, and it was non-Hodgkin's, correct?
Right.
Alrighty, I'm sorry to hear that. And then, how many years were you using the Roundup before that?
About, say, about 5 or 10 years, because we bought a house and we had to use it because they didn't have, we didn't have grass or anything. So we used it, on the fence and, in the yard and stuff.
That makes sense, yeah. So, when did you start spraying the Roundup? To the best of your knowledge, like when you first bought your home, perhaps?
2000.
2000, okay. And then you said you used it for like about 5 to 10 years. Did you stop like 10 years or 5 years? What would you say? Like in the middle of that, 7 years? What would you say?
I was in the middle because
Okay.
I sold that house in 10 years after I bought it.
Okay. You sold it like in 2010 around there? I see.
Right.
So would you say so in the middle of that, would you say like 2005, or would you say like around 2006, 2007? What would you say?
I would say 2005.
2005, so around 5 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then just to confirm, you haven't already got some assistance with an attorney, correct, in regards to the Roundup lawsuit?
No, never.
Alrighty. Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit? Because it does seem like you do qualify.
Yeah, but I don't have the proofs anymore about going to the doctor. You would have to, get all that.
No, that's a great question, and that's why the attorneys will pull up your medical records. All we would need in the intake, if you don't recall the doctor name who diagnosed you, we would just need the facility name, like the hospital name that you were diagnosed at. Do you recall that at least?
Yeah,
Oh, of course.
that was a university hospital.
University.
Well, I mean, yeah, University Hospital, yeah.
University Hospital. And then what state was that in city? University
San
Hospital.
Antonio, Texas.
Texas. San Antonio, right? San Antonio.
Right.
Okay.
And it used to, you see, now they call it the Mayo Clinic, but it's
The
not the
Mayo.
Mayo Clinic. When
Right.
I was there, it wasn't the, it was like, they used to call it
University.
CTRC.
CTO?
CTRC. CTRC.
Oh, CTOC.
No, CTRC.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. CTRC. I see. Okay, yeah. Just to confirm, I know this is kind of repetitive. I just want to confirm, has anyone sent you something for you to sign with your finger or on your phone or electronically, or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding this? Okay, no worries.
No.
And then, okay, you said you were diagnosed around 2012, is that correct?
Right.
Alrighty, so let me put that right here. You don't recall the day and month, correct? Can I put down 1/1/2012 for you to just pinpoint for the attorneys?
When I was diagnosed,
Yeah.
I would say it was like I'm gonna tell you it's probably, May or June. It was in
May or
May or June, I think.
June, okay. Would you want me to put May now for an estimation right now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So what I put down here, ma'am, I put down May 1st of 2012. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then, okay, it's asking, what was your age at the time of diagnosis? So that was about, let's see here, we're in 2025, so 10, 15, 13 years ago. So how old are you now?
75.
So we minus 13 minus 75. Let me do the math for you. 75 minus 13 years would be around like 62 years old. Is that about right?
I was about 61. I'm not 61? Sure.
That's okay. It's just asking between ages, so it's fine. So around like your 60s? Okay. No worries.
Yeah.
Okay. And you already answered this question technically. Did you spray Roundup within 20 years of your initial diagnosis?
Yes.
Alrighty, yeah. No, that makes sense. You already answered that question technically. And then have you sprayed Roundup for a minimum of 2 years?
Yes.
Alrighty, no worries. And then how many years have you sprayed Roundup? That would be around 5 years, correct? Since we came up with 2000 to 2005. Okay. Five years. And then have you sprayed Roundup for at least, not consecutively, but in general, have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh, yeah, because we were trying to get rid of everything.
No worries. Yeah, I know some of these questions can be a little redundant, but I'm trying to get these as fast as possible here. How many hours of exposure? I know this is kind of a tough question and I can help you out here. How many hours of exposure did you, the loved one, spray Roundup in your whole lifetime? So in between those 5 years, each year, how many hours do you think you sprayed that Roundup for, like each year?
Each year at least 20 hours.
No worries. Yeah. Okay, so 20 times 5, that will give us 100. Okay, let's see. So 20 hours times 5 years. Yeah, like 100 hours in total. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, bear with me here. It's asking, when did you stop spraying Roundup? And we said that was in 2005.
Yes.
Do you recall what month in 2005, or do you want me to put 1/1/2005? Just since, you know.
I would put just 1/1 because I don't remember.
That is okay. And then, how were you exposed? Were you the one spraying the Roundup yourself?
Yes.
Alrighty, so that would be directly. Okay, let me put that here. So directly spraying it. And then how was your exposure? Was this like residential, horticultural, commercial?
Residential.
Okay, no, that makes sense. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, definitely.
Alrighty. And then have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Alrighty. I'm glad to hear that. So that would be a no. And then who is filing this?
That one would never come back again. I mean, I could get another one.
Uh-huh.
But the one I got where I'm on remission, that one would never come back again.
Oh, thank God. So it's that non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You know, I'm really glad that you're on remission for.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And then it would be for yourself, of course, who's filing this claim. And then this is just a referral question. Do you know anybody else, like any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed the Roundup as well?
No.
That's okay. Not applicable. And then I'm going to ask you a series of 10 questions that just require a yes or a no, okay? Have just illnesses that if you have been diagnosed with, okay? HIV or AIDS?
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
Well, no. Well, I mean, I'm allergic to, I have an allergy to some medicine.
Okay. If you want me to put yes, this wouldn't affect your case. Do you want me to put yes for the autoimmune disease? Okay, no worries. And then how about any hepatitis B or hepatitis C?
No.
Alrighty, glad to hear that. And then how about Epstein-Barr?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
That's okay. I'm going to put no. And then rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Alrighty, glad to hear this. And then a lupus?
No.
Alrighty. And then diabetes mellitus?
No.
Alrighty. And then cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's diagnosis?
No.
Alrighty, glad to hear that. And then how about any family history of cancer?
now.
Alrighty, glad to hear that. Alrighty, and then it's asking for your first name here, but I have it here. It's spelled Consuelo. Is that how you spell your first name?
Right.
Perfect. Beautiful first name, all I gotta say. And then you're welcome. And then your last name, is it Ramos? Ramos?
That is correct.
Thank you so much. And then do you have a middle name?
No.
Alrighty. And then I as well don't have a middle name, so and then I apologize in advance. We are on a recorded line. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And I apologize in advance. We are required to ask. And then, are you married?
No.
All righty. So that's a no. Be single right here. And then, in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with the social security number? It will be the last four as well. Okay. It doesn't have to be the full social.
4341.
4341?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And what's your date of birth?
3650.
Did you say that was 3-6-1950?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. Oh, happy late birthday. Your birthday just passed, right?
Yeah.
Happy late. My birthday's coming up. My birthday's on April 13th, so almost
there. Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Alrighty. And then I think you already told me this, so I apologize in advance. What is your current age?
75.
75. Recall that. And then, let's see here. How did you learn the connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis? Was this like a TV ad you saw, a Facebook ad?
Well, yes, somebody sent me something on the,
Facebook?
Facebook, yeah.
Okay, Facebook ad. And then when they sent you that, was how long after your diagnosis was that? Like a couple years after when you saw that ad?
Oh, yeah. That was about maybe 10 years, I guess. 5 years later.
5 years after your diagnosis?
Right.
Would you say like 2017 when you found out about that?
Yes.
Alrighty, no worries. That's the knowledge.
And then, talking about it.
No worries. And then what is your height, feet and inches?
My height?
Mm-hmm.
4'11".
4'11", okay. And then what is your weight?
193.
And then on the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Oh, it's a smartphone. It's an iPhone.
An iPhone, okay, smartphone. And then let me check your email here because I already have one here on file. Let me know if this is the one you want me to provide on the intake. I have CRH, the number 5, the number 7 at yahoo.com.
That is correct.
Thank you so much. Let me put that right here. And then your primary phone number is the one we're speaking on, 210-842-5087. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, let me put that right here. All right. And this is a mobile phone number, correct?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
And I had it for years.
Me too. I haven't switched my phone number since I first got this phone number as well. So we're alike. Yeah, I have that same phone number. And then what is your best contact preference for the attorneys when they reach out to you? Would it be like a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Text or email would be
text or email. Okay. So you know who's mm-hmm. who's reaching
out. I get too much,
spam.
Spam, yes. Mm-hmm.
I get that a lot from a lot of potential clients.
I don't answer, really. I'm surprised that I answered yours.
No, I'm the same way. And then what is the best time of day for them to reach out? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening for that text?
Afternoon,
okay. Let me put NA here. I'm not sure why it's asking for spouse name. Sorry about that.
Not at all.
No worries. Yeah, no, I put single. I'm not sure why that populated. I put NA. No worries. Mm-hmm. And then how many times per month did you use a Roundup, would you say? Like one time of the week, once a month?
When we first got it, it was like every day.
Oh, okay.
You know?
The weeds?
Yeah,
kill the weeds.
Use it every day. Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense. So every day. So that would be like 30 times a month. Sometimes it'll be 31 days in a month, but I'll put down 30 for now.
Okay.
So 30 times in a month. And then I already have this answer as well. When did you start spraying? That was in 2000. You put that here. Do you want me to put 1-1-2000 as well, like we did it to the top?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Yeah, because what I did too, when you stopped, I put 1-1-2005. So when you started, I put 1-1-2000. Okay. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. And then, do you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup, like any gardening gloves or nothing like that?
No.
No worries. Okay. And then, where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? Was it like a fence line, a yard?
Yeah, it was a fence line and a yard.
Residential. So residential, yard, and fence line. Do I put down backyard? Backyard, yes. And okay. So backyard and fence line. Put that right here. Alrighty. And then what state did you use the product in?
San Antonio, Texas.
Texas, okay. Texas. And then how were you first exposed to the Roundup? That would be by you directly spraying the Roundup, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Directly. Alrighty, and then did you spray? Did you personally spray the Roundup? It would be yes. How often were you present during the application of the Roundup? It would be all the time, of course, since you were the one spraying it. All the time. Right. Alrighty, and then whoa, this is a tough question here. I'm gonna help you as well because this is a tough question. It's asking how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your whole lifetime? Well, this is going to be a really tough question. So you used it for 5 years, right?
Right.
You use it literally almost every day, you said. Right. So let me do the math here. So we do 30 times 12. So there's 12 months in a year. So 30 times 12. That will give us 360. All righty. And then if we multiply 5. Okay, 360. Mm-hmm. Bear with me. 360. Times 5 years, that'll be like 1,800. How many exposures have you had? Yeah, like 1,800.
Yeah, but that was only on that place. My daughter, where we used to live before, they bought that home and we sprayed there too. But I wasn't the one spraying. I was just
you were just exposed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were just indirectly, that's what it's called technically, indirectly exposed. I see what you're saying. No, that would count as well. If I were you, when you speak to the attorneys, that is something to bring up as well. Let them know, hey, I did let the intake specialist know that I was exposed from 2000 to 2005, but after the 2005, you said your daughter, right, was using it as well, but you weren't.
Well, that was before.
Oh, before. Okay, yeah. Just let them know that as well. Yeah, before we even moved, I was even exposed to it indirectly. So that's something really to.
Yeah. Because they bought a home.
I see. Mm-hmm. I got you. And then, did you get your water from a well when you lived there in 2000?
No.
2005?
No.
Alrighty.
No, that was.
Yeah, no worries. And then, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
No worries. Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
No worries. And then, have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Alrighty. And then, what type of Roundup was used? Was it concentrated or was it pre-mixed already? Like, was it already mixed already? This is just ready to use.
Well, we bought the one that's ready to use.
Pre-mixed.
Spray.
Premix. Okay. Alrighty. No worries. All right. Where? And then where did you purchase the Roundup? Was it like at a Lowe's, Walmart?
Yeah, it was at Home Depot?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Home Depot. Was it only Home Depot that you recall? Was there other places as well?
No. Just Home Depot. Other places. Home Depot and Lowe's.
Okay.
And Walmart.
Okay. Lowe's and Walmart. All right, and then this won't affect your case as well. But do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases?
No.
Alrighty. And then as well, this won't affect your case as well, but do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Alrighty. And then have you ever smoked?
Yes, but that was many years ago.
That is okay. What are the number of what are the number of years smoked?
10.
10? Okay. And then are you currently employed?
No, I'm retired.
That's okay. And then have you ever lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your conditions?
No.
No worries. And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Alrighty. And then have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
No worries. And then have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
I was on disability after I got, you know.
Okay. I'll put that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you still on disability?
No, I'm on full retirement now.
Okay. PC was...
I have to answer another call. So how much longer?
Oh, we're almost done here. I apologize. Was on disability. We're almost done. It's currently... All right. And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No. Well, a long time ago, but not recently, you know, no, maybe.
A long time ago?
Okay. Yeah.
So it's been discharged, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then if yes, when was your bankruptcy discharge? What year? Tough. I know. Tough question. I'm sorry.
It was in 1990s. I don't remember.
1990s. I'll put that. 1990s. Mm-hmm. And then do you recall, if you don't recall, that's okay. I could put down that does not recall. Do you remember what court was your bankruptcy in?
In what one?
In what court was your bankruptcy in?
Court was here in San Antonio.
San Antonio?
Mm-hmm.
San Antonio, Texas court. Is it San Antonio Municipal Court? It's in 401 S Frio Street. I already found that right here. Okay. If you have, please furnish all full details. I'll just put an A here. Alrighty. And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, etc., have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Alrighty. Alrighty. Yeah, we're done here. So all I need now is just your home address, and then we're just going to go with the facility where you were diagnosed with. Okay, I promise you we're done already. What is your home address?
3500 mm-hmm. Magic Drive.
Magic Drive.
Apartment 15303.
Wait, bear with me. Magic Drive. San Antonio, Texas, right? 3500 right. Magic Drive. Okay, I found it here. Mm-hmm. Bexar County, right?
Yes.
And then what is the apartment number or letter again?
15303.
So you said that was apartment 15303?
Correct.
Thank you so much for that. Alrighty, so
and
I got
the zip code is 78229.
Correct. That is what I have on my end. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
No.
All right, let me put down no. I'm going to put NA here. Promise you we're almost done. After this, I just got to put down the hospital where you were diagnosed with. I wrote it down as well. Okay. All right, and then an important question here. You do know those medical records exist, right? They'll be in the hospital?
Oh, yeah. CTRC.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it does look like I already know the law firm who's going to be representing you as soon as I submit this. It will be the A4D. Pulowski. And I'll send you and I'll text you their information as well, like their name and their phone number, okay? But you'll have my direct number. Alrighty. So now going to where you were diagnosed with. Let me look it up, okay? You said that was in a university hospital or CTRC?
Right. Well, it's part of the university hospitals. It was called
CTRC.
CTRC
hospital. Let me look that up. It'll still come up, I'm pretty sure, if I look it up. San Antonio, Texas.
Now it's called...
Do you remember what it's called now? Mayo Clinic, right?
Now it's the Mayo Clinic, yeah.
Texas. Let me put that. Mayo Clinic, San Antonio, Texas. Is it the Mayo?
Mayo, M-A-Y-O.
Yeah, Women's Health Center, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It says it's currently closed, but that's the one where you were seen at, right? The Mayo Women's Health Center, the 1200 Brooklyn.
No. That's Mayo Cancer.
Oh, Mayo Cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Let me look that up. Mm-hmm. Mayo Cancer Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not UT. Is it the UT Health San Antonio MD Cancer?
MD Anderson, yeah, MD Anderson.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's the one that was coming up right here, but I was like, thank you so much. Now we found it. So let me look it up now so I could finish up here quickly for you because I know you're in a hurry. Alrighty, come on. Where's the address here? Where's the address? I'm on their website.
It's on either medical. I think it's on medical.
On medical. No, yeah, I know, but it's like I'm on their page. I'm not sure why an address didn't come up on Google. It's like about us. Where is their address? Let me look in the bottom of their website. Yeah, there you go. It's for me, it's popping up as 7979 Woodsbatch Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78229. And then their phone number is 210-450-100. Does that sound all right? Okay. It's Mace.
This one, the last doctor I saw was Dr. Mejia Garcia. There.
How do you spell
his name? Dr. Mejia.
Mejia, okay.
Garcia.
Garcia.
Uh-huh.
Texas. Let me look
that up. The number I had was 210-450-2872.
Let me see what comes up. Alex Mejia Garcia, I found him. Hematology.
Okay.
He is at another, he is in, yeah, Texas, Florida. He is in a Indiana River Medical Center, urgent care, Ponte.
No, but it's not Alex, it's Mejia.
Oh, it's because it came up as Alex when I looked it up.
Let me see.
Yeah, that was like the first one that came up. I found Dolores Mejia Garcia in UTMD Anderson Cancer Center. Dolores Mejia dash Garcia. Is it that one? Because that's the one that comes up for the MD Anderson Cancer Center. Dolores?
It could be.
Respiratory care.
I just have Dr. Mejia Garcia as the last doctor.
No, you're
good. I don't remember if it was a woman or a man. I remember.
You know what? I'll put Mejia Garcia for the doctor name here, for the physician. You're fine. If they'll find it in your records. Sorry, because I don't want to waste more of your time because I know you're in a hurry. Garcia. Let me put Garcia. And then let me put the address that came up here because that is the Mays Cancer Center. Mm-hmm. It's the 79.
No, MD Anderson. It's MD Anderson. But it used to be CTRC.
I don't know why MD Anderson Cancer Center. Oh, there you go. Yeah, you are right. That's in Holcomb Boulevard. You are totally right. I don't know why I was off on that. It wasn't popular. I found it right away. Yeah, it's 1515 Holcomb Boulevard. No, you're right. I apologize for that. That's totally my fault.
Now, is it San Antonio?
Yeah. So, San Antonio. It's Houston, Texas.
No. San Antonio, because they do have one in Houston.
Oh, it is a 7979. Yeah, it is. It's a UT. Yeah. You're right. San Antonio, Texas. UT Health San Antonio MD Anderson Cancer Center, 7979 Woodsbatch Road, San Antonio, Texas. No, I found it. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is a 7979. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I got their phone number as well. So let me put the address. I got their phone number right here. All right, so we got that. We got the hospital name. Let me put the hospital name, UT Health. After this, I'm just going to submit the intake, and I have to read you a quick, like, 30-second closing script. Doctor name, Mejia Garcia. Okay. And then, let me put this first. Quickly. Oncology practice name? You think it was like hematology, but they were practicing?
Yeah.
Hematology. Alrighty. Alright, so I got that. All I would need is what type of treatment did you receive for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was it like a stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery?
I had chemotherapy.
Okay. And then what was the date treated? Was it like the same year you were diagnosed in 2012?
Yeah, they did it right away.
They did it right away.
And it was for 6 months.
Oh, for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And you said you were diagnosed, if I'm not mistaken, in May. Would you say like it was in June then when you got the treatment?
Probably.
Like June? Okay, so six.
Yeah, so they had to do it. They had to put me a port.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're in remission now, like you told me
Yeah.
earlier. All right, so I got everything filled out for you here. I'm going through it right now. Yeah, everything looks filled out, and it looks like the law firm is going to be representing you, like I told you earlier, A4D Pulowski. All righty. All right. All right, Consuelo, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they're working on your claim, the law firm A4D Pulowski, they will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. And I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes QA, meaning quality assurance. That's our quality assurance team. The call's being recorded. They're going to review the call and review the documents that you're going to sign in order to know if we're able to transfer you to the law firm, okay? And then basically direct into basically introduce you to them, and they may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of the process to confirm all the details and make sure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, it's not a class action. This is a mass lawsuit. These extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then do you have any questions before I submit this and send over that document, those documents? Just signatures
Well,
and initials.
I just need to know if, I mean, what do I expect?
Okay, let me.
I'm not gonna take a lot of my time, right? Is that
No,
gonna take a lot of my
of
time?
course. No, of course not. No. So you're not even going to go to court or anything like that. All they're going to do is just confirm everything with you. They're going to probably make you sign some other medical release forms. The percentage is 60-40. You keep the 60, the attorneys keep the 40. There's no upfront fees at all. So you're not paying anything out of pocket upfront fees at all. And in that paperwork that I'm going to send you as well, it tells you a little bit more about that. But yeah, there's no upfront fees. It's a mass lawsuit, meaning it's not a class action, if you know what the difference is between a class action and a mass tort lawsuit. Mass tort lawsuit, they focus with cases, individual cases. And class action, there's a bunch of people who are affected and they all get the same settlement amount, if that makes sense.
Oh,
So this is a
right.
mass lawsuit, so it's like way better than a class action.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
All
that's
right.
basically the procedure. Do you want me to submit this information over so I can?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I mean, we can only try,
Yeah, let me just refresh it because saying error because bear with me. Bear with me. I may be missing a box. Okay, got that answered. I'm not sure why it's saying error. All right, got that. Got that. Got that, got that, got that. Okay, I got every required question answered. Let me just. Oh, there you go. Sorry about that. I missed one question, I guess. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
My immune system is very, very low. I've
Immune
never been able to get my immune system
system
back on
is
course.
really low. Okay. Immune. All righty, let me put that here. Immune system. Okay, there. That was the last question. I apologize. That was the question that wasn't letting me set. Why is it still saying error? I filled it out. That's so odd. Bear with me. It shouldn't take too long. I'm going through it again. Nothing's missing. I got that answered. Okay. I see why. There you go. All right, so now it's loading up on my screen, so it's gonna send over for Guadalupe at Mass Tort Strategies. It's gonna send as a text and as an email as well, okay? The one that you provided on the intake. It's gonna be a link that you click and it takes you to the documents. While you do that, I'm gonna be prepping up a text message, okay? So you have my direct number and then you have the attorney's information as well. Bear with me. already. And then did you receive that text message?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Sorry, I just wanted to confirm while I do this. Hi, Consuelo. My name is Guadalupe. We just spoke in regards to the Roundup lawsuit.
Okay, and what did it say? Sign?
Yeah, sign. It's going to be your signatures and initials. But be aware, be careful to not put your signatures where your initials go, okay? Just read on top what it's asking you. Okay, and then put the law firm information here. A4D Pawlowski. A4D Pawlowski. Then your phone number is 210-842-5087. Okay. Okay, I just sent you a text. Okay, I'm gonna log in. Alrighty, and then you should have received a text message as well from a 949 area code phone number. That would be my direct number, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
Okay, I say agreement signed, and then they say me successfully.
Oh, okay, then that means you did everything correctly then. Let me check my... Yeah, it does say completed. You did a great job. Let me just check them out real quick, okay? To see, make sure you didn't put...
Okay.
Yeah, you did a great job. You put your initials where they belong, and your signature where they belong. Let me check the other one. Yeah, beautiful signature. Everything looks great. Alrighty. And then your date of birth is correct, right? 3-6-1950, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, Consuelo, it was a pleasure talking to you. If you have any questions in regards to your case, feel free to text me or call me, okay, in that direct number.
Okay.
But like I said, Quality Assurance is going to be reviewing the call and the documents you signed just to make sure everything is good, okay?
All right.
All righty, Consuelo. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.